Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I would like to show you how to customize your music app's equalizer. There are times you want to change the way it sounds. So if it doesn't sound quite right or it's not to your taste, yes, you can change how the sounds comes across to your headphones or your speakers or whatever have not. I'm going to show you how you can change the equalizer on your device. It is not just for music. It can be for voiceover or for Netflix if you're listening to a movie or even a podcast for that matter. You can change how the equalizer or the sound works on your device. I'm going to give you some advice and tips, show you what kind of presets they have available, and I'm also going to show you a little demonstration what it sounds like and what you can expect from it. Well, the first thing you want to do, you want to head on over to the settings.
Settings.
From the settings, we're going to do one finger double tap.
Settings. Heading.
Now we're going to swipe to the right until you get to the music button.
Music. Button.
And here's the music button. Now we'll go one finger double tap on this.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
Now we're going to swipe to the right until you get to the EQ button.
EQ. Off. Button.
And there's the EQ. Right now, by default, it's off. So we are going to double tap on this.
Music. Back button.
Now, as you swipe to the right, you're going to hear the various different presets that you can use. So let me point out some of the big ones that you might be interested in. Depends on your taste of how the sound should sound to you. And most of all, what device that you're playing it on. Sometimes small speakers doesn't sound as well. They have a thing for that. Sometimes people like bigger bass, or some people like to put this to spoken voice. So let me show you some of these things.
EQ, heading, selected, off, acoustic, bass booster.
Bass booster, so if you want to increase the bass, you can do that.
Bass reducer, classical, dense, deep, electronic, flat.
Flat is a popular one for audiophiles, buff out there, that just want no equalizer whatsoever. It's just flat, just all the way zero. They want the sound originally how it sounds.
Hip-hop, jazz, late night.
Late night has been a popular one by a lot of people. That is kind of a what we call a compressor. What it does is anything sounds really high, it'll bring it down. Anything that's really low, it'll bring it up. So this is a great option too for a lot of you.
Latin, loudness, lounge, piano, pop, R&B, rock, small speakers.
This is the one I was pointing out. If you have a small speakers and you want it to sound better on a small speaker device, you have that option to do this.
Spoken word.
Spoken words. This is great for podcasts.
Treble booster. Treble reducer. Vocal booster.
Now let's go back all the way up to off. Now that you had the time to go through all the different various presets, from here, I'm going to show you what they sound like in different forms that I just showed you so you can hear for yourself.
Selected. Off.
Let's turn something on here. So I'm going to go to the right until I get to bass booster.
Bass booster.
That was the first one I showed you, so you double tap that.
Selected. Bass booster.
Now, everything from here will sound more bassier. So let's give an example here. As you can hear, it gives a more full bass sound. So let's go to the next one here. I'm going to go down to the flat one.
Flat.
Here we are. Let's go ahead and double tap flat.
Selected. Flat.
Now let's see what it sounds like now. See, it's not as bassy. It was a lot more bassy before, as you can hear that. Here comes the most extreme one.
Late night.
This is pretty popular by a lot of people because you're able to boost the volume a lot higher, and it is really great for if you're in a very loud environment around you. So if something is really loud and you can't hear the music very well, this late night would be the option for you. That's why I want to point that out to you. We'll go ahead and double tap on that one.
Selected. Late night.
You can tell already just with the voiceover. The voiceover itself just went into that. So let's try this. And you can tell it wasn't quite all there, the sound, but it will be ideal for very loud atmosphere to consider for you.
Small speakers.
All right, so let's come back to small speakers here.
Selected. Small speakers.
at. You can hear it just went back up. It did give a little bit of boost there. Let me see what it sounds like. Uh-huh. It sounds different. Whatever they use for that must be sounds a lot better with your small speakers. I would probably try that with your phone itself. Maybe the loudness or the small speaker would be better when you try to play it on your phone itself. Or if you got a Bluetooth speaker, give that a whirl.
Spoken word.
Obviously, spoken word. This is going to be more designed for podcasts where there's a lot of spoken words. But if you double tap this.
Selected. Spoken word.
Now, I'm going to try see what it sounds like here. It does change it a little bit. Boy, you really got to have some fine ears to hear the differences. But the whole point of this podcast is that now you have the power to change how things sounds and what sounds best for you and what circumstances. So I wanted to point out all the different types of presets that you should take a look at. And that is how to customize the Music Apps Equalizer. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.